Good morning, it's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A report by the Alabama Revenue Department shows scholarship-granting organizations raised nearly $25 million in tax-deductible donations through the Alabama Accountability Act, but they granted only 9 scholarships in their first semester. The scholarship-granting organizations began raising money last summer to help students attend private school. Their first reports to the Revenue Department ran through the end of 2013, which covered the first semester of the new program. Supporters of the program had predicted there would be few scholarships awarded the first semester because the program began so close to the start of school. The report says 5 of the 9 scholarship recipients would have otherwise attended public schools rated as failing. The biggest fundraiser was former Governor Bob Riley's Alabama Opportunity Scholarship Fund, with nearly $18 million raised. A proposed telephone tax hike is drawing criticism from groups like the Tea Party and Alabama's Community Action Association. 7 state and national groups all signed a letter to Governor Robert Bentley. They want him to overturn the tax plan by Alabama's 911 board. The group wants to charge telephone customers up to $1.75 more per month for 911 service. Amanda Brosana is with the National Grange, which is part of the coalition. She says Alabama should take a look at what neighboring states are doing.
So I think while it doesn't preclude this ever coming back up as an issue, at least it allows for a sound argument as to why this is a concern, and then shows what other areas are doing to make sure that these citizens aren't negatively impacted.
Critics say the tax hits lower-income Alabamians especially hard. The tax is set to go into effect on August 1st. Some small business owners in the Tennessee Valley could soon find themselves doing work for the U.S. Defense Department. The 12th Annual Missile Defense Small Business Conference wraps up today in Huntsville. The goal is to teach small businesses how they can qualify for contracts with the Missile Defense Agency. Director Lee Rosenberg says all types of small businesses can benefit from attending the conference.
This affords a lot of small businesses opportunities to learn, well, what kinds of acquisitions do we have coming up and where they might play a role. And obviously that affects then their ability to compete on those activities and to get that work, which then brings additional revenue into the Tennessee Valley.
Last year's Missile Defense Small Business Conference was canceled due to budget cuts. The event is back this year and will be held in the South Hall of the Von Braun Center in Huntsville at 3 p.m. The prosecution is on hold for a Southeast Alabama man charged with threatening the president. The man was scheduled for arraignment yesterday in federal court in Montgomery, but that got postponed. He'll be sent to a federal facility for a psychiatric examination to determine his competency now and at the time that he was charged. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Thursday morning to you. Look for a chance for scattered showers and storms today. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s. Best chance for scattered storms happens after lunch. Doesn't rain all day. Now tonight, low temperatures in the upper 60s to near 70. As for Friday and Saturday, lots of sunshine. Will be a hot start to the weekend as temperatures reach those low 90s both Friday and Saturday. Maybe a passing storm on Sunday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.